It's being called the greatest breakthrough in modern science. Researchers have confirmed the existence of tiny ripples in space and time, known as gravitational waves. MIT scientists played a major role in the breakthrough by developing the device used to detect those waves. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports on what happens next.
Hear that? That's the sound of two black holes violently colliding, creating a new, bigger black hole. For a few milliseconds, their annihilation generates 50 times the power of all the stars in the universe put together. Listen again. It's that faint chirping sound. This is the sound of history, 1,300,000,000 years old, being made. It took that long for the gravitational waves produced by the cosmic collision of the black holes to ripple through space-time and reach Earth. It's also the sound of scientific history in the making, audio confirmation that 100 years ago, Albert Einstein was absolutely right when he predicted the existence of gravitational waves.
I would love to see Einstein's face. I mean, he would have been as dumbfounded as we are.
That's MIT physicist Ray Weiss. Nearly half a century ago, Weiss wrote a paper outlining the design of a device to detect gravitational waves. It needed to be super sensitive and very big, which made it very expensive. The National Science Foundation chipped in $1 billion to construct LIGO, two huge devices built by MIT and Caltech to detect the faint waves. 1,000 scientists worked on the project. One of the leaders was MIT physicist Nurgis Mavovani.
The discovery itself is spectacular, but it's the potential for what comes next that's even bigger.
Mavovala compares the LIGO gravitational wave detector to the telescope Galileo first used 400 years ago.
We're really witnessing the opening of a new way of doing astronomy that we haven't had before. I like to think we've turned on a new sense. You know, until now, we have been able to see, and now we're going to be able to hear as well.
The concept of gravitational waves in space-time have long been a staple of science fiction. Now with LIGO, the sky really is the limit. MIT's Nurgis Mavovala says the device now allows us to seek answers to questions we don't even know how to ask. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.